Okay, this is not going to be a full episode. I was ranting about the Olympics to my wife, and then so she said, you know what? I think you should just record this as like a short standalone pod to get your point out, because she's trying to do some work and I'm just ranting. So she's like, okay, go ahead and just do your rant. Okay, so this is about the French, the opening ceremony of the Olympics in Paris, and in particular, this very sort of like controversial sort of dance tableau that they did, where like drag queens, and I just overall, like I say, I guess queer identity icons were used, to recreate a tableau of the Last Supper, as well as, you know, other, I think there were references also to other religions, and there was a Buddha figure in there as well. And okay, so I'm not offended by this. Okay. This doesn't offend me because I don't really care. I'm not religious. And, you know, my point is that this is just really, really a missed opportunity and shows the narcissism of the West. France here, I think, is not being particularly French. I think that this is a something that a lot of Western liberal democracies are doing. And it's a real narcissism because think of it this way. This is a global party that France is hosting. And after that really strange opening ceremony, which I enjoyed, I mean, I didn't like hate it, but I just thought it was inappropriate for the Olympics. And then Macron went on Twitter and said, this is France, which is very strange, because the point of hosting the Olympics is to bring the world together for 2 weeks and try and look past all the divisions. You have both Israel and Palestine in Paris competing in these games peacefully. You have, Russia's not there, but they are there, and Ukraine there, okay? You have Iran there. You have, you know, the United States there. Like, all the countries that are trying to fucking kill each other and is putting the world on the brink of I think we're over the brink. I mean, these wars and genocides, I would not call that the brink. I would call that past the brink. Okay, you have an opportunity, not just an opportunity, you have the responsibility as the host of the global games to just offer a message of unity and peace. That's the whole point of the fucking Olympic Games, okay? And instead of doing that, they decide to have a complete French cultural psychodrama about their internal problems, their internal cultural division. And that's clearly what this is, because France just had a very contentious challenge to the ruling government, and Macron called snap elections, and the National Front, the, you know, sort of like the French MAGA, led by Le Pen, won a third of the vote, popular vote. And there's this real cultural challenge going on, political challenge going on in France. It's an internal thing. It's happening in a lot of other, across the West, obviously. And I think it's made us supremely narcissistic because we're obsessed with our own divisions, which maybe we should step away from this notion that we're global leaders and should be hosting the Olympics. Maybe 2028 shouldn't be happening in Los Angeles because the West is not up to the task, because we're obsessed with our own shit and we think that the world should come and watch us have, you know, it's kind of like, I was telling you, it's kind of like inviting all your friends over and then having a huge fight with your spouse or your child in front of everyone and making them watch it, you know. It's just such a pathetically missed opportunity and lack of a failure to grasp the situation, you know, and it's just really sad that that's where things are going. And then people are, you know, defending this on Twitter, saying, oh, you know, it's not, this is part of European culture to be heretical, to challenge religious, you know, to challenge your own religious iconography. First of all, The Last Supper is an Italian painting. It's not a French painting, so it's not even their own culture. But whatever, besides the point, let's just expand the scope of culture to all of Europe, that this is part of European culture to challenge their own religious iconography, to challenge this, to challenge that. Okay, so what's your point? That you're teaching the world that they should... this is liberal hegemony. This is saying that, you know, our own attitude about traditional culture is the evolved attitude and everyone around the world should join it? Is that the idea? I don't even really think that's the idea. I think that's the post hoc rationalization of what's really going on. What's really going on is that they are obsessed with their own internal psychodrama and they don't know anything else right now. And so that's all they can do. And the rest of the world is just looking on with sort of awkwardness and sort of like, okay, what the hell is this? It's a missed opportunity. I think that the Olympic Games is supposed to be a symbol and opportunity for hope in a world that's often on the brink of war or there's a lot of terrible shit going on. But now more than ever, I mean, France should have stepped up to the plate and said, "My God, the Israelis and the Palestinians are here. Okay, what can we do to offer a brief message of unity despite the odds?" And instead they do this gay tableau of this Last Supper. It's so irrelevant and so fucking stupid. And that's where Western culture is. And that's my little rant.